Some of the topics we learned about today include a continuation of the discussion of the Shofar blasts that are blown on Rosh Hashanah, how many are required, how long each one must be, and a discussion of the three sounds, Tkiyah, Shvarim, Truah, and where we learn them from in the Torah. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include Hekesh. One of the methods employed by Chazal to determine halacha from the Psukim of the Torah is a Hekesh. A hekesh compares two subjects that are mentioned together in the pasuk and learns halachas from one to the other. A hekesh is a very strong type of limud, and the hekesh confers all halachic properties from one subject to the other, as the Gemara teaches, ein hekesh lemechza. A hekesh also is not refutable by logical questions, as are other limudim, as the Gemara teaches further, ein mashivin ala hekesh. Gzeres shava. Gzeres shava is one of the yud gimel midos shatari nedreshes behen, where laws are conferred from one item to another based on similar words mentioned in two different places in the Torah. The Gemara teaches that one may not learn a Gzeres Shava, Elam Kein Lam de Merabbi, unless he received this from his Rebbe. Tkiyah Shvarim Truah. There are three different sounds that make up the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shefa on Rosh Hashanah, namely Tkiyah Shvarim Truah. As the Gemara is besafik as to the proper sound of the Shefer, whether it is a Shvarim, three longer sounds, or Truah, nine shorter sounds. We blow each type in Rosh Hashanah as well as the Shvarim Truah together. The Gemara learns out further that each Shvarim or Truah is sandwiched between a Tekiah before and a Tekiah afterwards to make up the complete set of Shofar blasts that we are noyeg today.